lies
Rex Vandekamp.
Rex Vandekamp.
A father. Maybe a brother. I don't know.
He might have had siblings. A husband. To Bree. Here lies Rex. This is his memoriam. Hello,
yes,
everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to the In Memoriam. This is our third In Memoriam.
Wow, they just fly by.
They're just dropping like flies.
And you
here.
Know what they say, third time's the charm.
Mm-hmm. I this might be my favorite one yet. I loved the Whoops one.
The Whoops was
iconic.
Amazing.
It was iconic.
Yes.
But I really liked Rex. I'm actually sad he's gone. He's the first In Memoriam we've had. No offense to the Hoops of Mama, but he's the first In Memoriam we've had that I've actually been sad that the character's dead.
Yeah. I mean, like, yes, I was, like, sad that the Hoops died.
Yes.
But, I don't know, Rex was just, like, here throughout the season. He was a prominent character. And at one point, while we were recording, I forgot that he was gonna die.
Yeah, and he had such a good arc for me.
Yeah.
Like, as anyone who listens to this podcast knows, by the end of the season, I found myself really liking Rex.
Yeah.
And so I am definitely gonna miss him as a character, I think.
Yeah, we did not like him in the beginning.
No, I mean, the second he got cool, he dies.
Yeah.
Ain't that just the way?
Yeah.
Ain't that just the way? Do we want to hop in? We have some responses from you from our Instagram.
Well, should we talk about our favorite Rex moments first, or do we want to do the Instagram?
Oh, sure. I mean, like, I feel like my favorite moments, I think, will actually be touched on by audience members.
So let's just jump in.
Yeah.
Unless
you have some
phone
you'd like to shout out.
Oh, no. Let's see what people said.
I mean, we do have the classic at Yuke of Hazard said the classic answer. Oh, so we asked you all on Instagram, what are your favorite Rex moments?
Yes.
And we have to get it each time or else it's not an In Memoriam.
Or else we have to cancel the
we
podcast.
We have to cancel the podcast. At Yuke of Hazard said, when he died. Yay.
Yay.
We have to have it every single time or the podcast is canceled. So their favorite moment was when he died.
Should we read these in order in which we're seeing them?
Sure, why not?
Because the next one is by Azarel 007. I hope I'm pronouncing
yes,
that correctly.
Yes, we've had them before. Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, Azarel.
They said, when he had a heart attack, parentheses, the first one.
Oh, so when he was with Maisie, right?
Yeah.
When he was getting a little BDSM.
Oh, yeah, that was
and
a
he
good
had a fucking
moment.
Heart attack. That was pretty
that
funny.
That might have been a really
that was a good
a
moment.
Top tier Rex moment for
top
me.
Top tier Rex moment was when he was getting spanked into a heart attack.
when we found out that, like, they were supposed to have the real sex toys.
Yes, and then they were like, that's too much for
I
network
wish they
television.
Could've.
Just
I
a
wish.
Huge dildo.
Just a huge double-sided 15-foot dildo.
Oh, yes.
And it goes in all the way. Sorry.
Whoa, this memoriam got sexy. Okay, so this is one that I agree with. That's one of my favorite moments. At Brie Touche says one of their favorite moments was when he was being a true gay ally,
oh,
which
yeah.
I think is funny, to his demonic son. I love that you called Andrew a demon. I agree. I think that that was something I was shocked and excited by, and it became one of the reasons why I liked Rex so much, was that he really was pretty accepting of his gay son.
Because it's like he would love his children.
No matter what.
No matter what. And that's just not who Bree is.
Yeah,
right,
and I just,
now.
I was shocked, honestly, that he was such a chill dad in terms of that. Like, I think he could have done more to stop Bree's shenanigans, but I think that when it came down to it, he was like, we love our son the way he is. Stop, stop this, Bree. And I said it, I will say it again, probably. I hope Bree takes that in season 2 with her. I hope she takes that with her. Cause I love that about him.
Oh, Bree, we hope that you love your son one day. Christina R. John says, also, when he supported, because Christina sent 2.
Oh, okay. So read both of theirs. Yeah.
The first one was whenever he called out what a creep George was.
Yes. How come Rex is the only one who can see how awful George is?
He had to die. That's
he had to die because he was on George's fucking trail. I agree. I think every time he tried to call George out, I loved him. He's a little king when he calls a creep out.
And then
and this is still Christina?
Yes. Christina also said, also when he supported Bree whenever the kids were against her.
Yeah, I think he had to grow into that.
I think he had to grow into that too, especially near the end of the season. Nearing the end of the season, he was just always on her side because he just realized like he wanted to fix this.
I think they grew kind of a mutual respect because there was also that great scene where Rex overheard Bree being like, Andrew, no matter what, he's your father, so you need to respect him and love him. And I think that that was like a shift for Rex in terms of taking Bree's side more often.
Do you want to know my favorite Rex moment, actually?
What?
Was when they couldn't get the actor, so they just had Rex's hand in the window. when Bree was like going on a day date with George.
It was just a
hand.
Oh, that's an incredible Rex moment.
A conflict of interest.
I love that Rex moment when it was a different actor than Stephen Culp's hand.
That's so
fucking
funny.
Pulling him. Yeah.
Speaking of different actor, my second favorite moment was the pilot when he was a different actor.
Oh, was that him?
No, remember when there was a...
They were standing behind Bree and it was a different... You're right. When it was fully a different cast man as Rex in the background of that scene.
I hope nobody wrote that. I'm sorry if you wrote that down.
I don't think they did. I think it's okay.
I think I'm the only one.
So, if you don't mind me... combining two because they're the same thing. Sure. So two people had the same favorite moment.
We'll read both of their
both Talia DC and Desperate.Housewives 2020 both said that their favorite moment was when Rex got covered in Andrew's pee.
That's so funny.
On the golf course. Talia DC specifically saying the line where Rex says, "If you were my mom, I'd smoke pot too." That pushed Bree to throw the pee onto Rex.
These are fantastic.
These are so good. So both Talia DC and Desperate Housewives 2020 said that those were their favorite moments was Rex getting covered in pee. Also, hi from Germany, Desperate Housewives 2020. Hello from Chicago, from us. All the way in Germany. That's so exciting.
That's so cool.
You're in Germany listening to us. That's so exciting.
Yes, hello, Shane, saying... Also, like, his being comfortable with Andrew being gay. We don't see enough chill dads on TV
I agree.
Yeah. Do you want to read the next one? Okay. So then the next one is from Tom C. Matt.
Tom.
And it just says, when he cries after he ejaculates. And there's four exclamation points.
That is a pretty good Rex moment. His face when she says Rex cries when he ejaculates and his fucking jaw drops. It's pretty good. And I think that's just an iconic line.
Oh yes. I can't believe we need shirts that say that. And then we can only ever wear them
t-shirts
with
that
each
say
other.
Rex cries when he ejaculates. Or a shirt that says I cry when I ejaculate.
And then a hello, my name is Rex name tech. That's my Halloween costume next year.
You paint tears onto your face and like a little bit of cum on your pants.
Because you know I can make myself cry.
I can't wait for our Desperate Housewives. And I'll be Brie in that in that scenario. And we have one last one from Nisha Baidani that says, when he bribed his kids with gifts so that Brie could keep the kids because that's all she wanted.
Oh my God.
That was a pretty good moment. That because you got Danielle... school, right?
Yeah, it was modeling school in a car. That was the car that he hit Mama Solis with.
So Rex's gifts led to the death of Mama Solis.
It was also the episode where Brie put all of her kids' stuff out on the lawn. Remember
that's
that?
That's fucking wild. Yeah, it was. Wow. What good Rex moments. I'm glad we got to reminisce as a family. Thank you to everyone who submitted answers on their favorite Rex moments.
Thank you so much.
I think that was the liveliest favorite character moments because I think the other two characters that have died have been not fan favorites.
Yeah, they've been not fan favorites. They've also like not have had a lot of moments in the show.
And Rex has a lot of good moments.
Yeah, Rex does.
I'm trying to think if there's anything that was left out that I... Because I feel like he has a lot of great lines. Like, did you just call our son a sodomite before dinner? Yeah. Like, I feel like Rex has a lot of good, funny, like, quips that he said, especially near the end of the season. I don't know. I just liked him.
Yeah, I liked him.
I liked him a lot. And if you want to get on this next time a character dies, head over to our Instagram.
Head over to our Instagram.
You can freaking submit your favorite moments as well for the next person who dies.
Yeah, yeah.
I love how our two commemorative things we do on this podcast are what was the most niche gay moment we could pick out of very heterosexual moments, yes. And then who's dead. Those yes. are our two commemorative
remember the
things
time
we
read
do.
Fan fiction.
I can't wait to do it again.
I want to do it again.
We
so
should
bad.
Read fan fiction again because that was the
we're,
most
we're
fun.
We're coming up on another little
milestone, so maybe we'll read fan fiction again.
So if you have any fan fictions you want us to read,
send them to
send
us.
Send them anywhere.
But something that we are doing every memoriam, Liz is going to just sing an original song in honor of Rex.
Yeah. Should we preface what's unique about this one?
What's unique about it?
I don't know the music that's going to be played.
Oh, yes. I picked the music without Liz knowing the music, and then they're going to improv a song for Rex. Oh, sorry. They wrote
improv.
The lyrics. I forgot.
I'm sorry. It's
it's never improv. Sorry. Put the curtain back. Put the curtain back. It's never improv. So, you ready?
Yes.
I have to make sure I click the right audio. Is this the right audio? What if this isn't? I forgot the name of it. I think this is it. Okay.
Rex. Father, probably son, and husband. We're here today to honor him. Are you ready? Rex cries when he ejaculates. Rex is a gay ally and friend. Rex invented gay rights. He threw the first brick at Stonewall. Rex cries when he ejaculates. I know I said that before, but it's true. He'd smoke pot. Maybe he already has. Andrew's pee? All over. Did I mention that Rex is now deceased? Rest in peace. So much of a song is me just creating spoken word.
It was spoken word poetry over a Western like Kill Bill yeah. soundtrack song. I know this might be sacrilegious to say because the Hoobs song does exist.
Yeah.
I think this is my favorite yeah. now. I think this is my new favorite memoriam song.
Okay.
I could feel you saying that Rex through the first brick at Stonewall, and I was preemptively laughing. So you heard it here first, folks. Rex Van de Kamp threw the first brick at Stonewall.
He invented gay rights.
That might be my favorite song we've done.
I started trying to sing, and then I went, no, this isn't the song for that.
You know, I thank you for rolling with the music I chose. I thought that I was really excited to see what you would do with that. So.
I kind of liked me not knowing the music.
It was pretty fun. We'll have to do that every time now.
Yeah.
So, brava, Liz. I will give you a little round of applause for that song. And I think with that, we're going to officially put to rest
Rex Van de Kamp.
Rest in peace.
We loved you.
We loved you. And to everybody else, thanks for listening to our podcast.
Yeah. We hope that through this death, you can still stay juicy.
Stay juicy even in death, baby.